life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain.
You are listening to Dynamite in the Brain with Brian Smith and Anthony Askew. On tonight's episode, we are joined by Lewis Smith to discuss Dragon Ball Z, Broly, Second Coming.
Hello.
Hello, Lewis.
Woo. Woo.
We're back again a year later to talk about the second Broly movie, which you can now buy in the UK on a Blu-ray DVD combo pack, digitally remastered triple feature. You've got Broly, the legendary Super Saiyan, Broly, Second Coming, and Bio Broly.
And I think that'll be a fun review.
Came in at £20 for me.
That's pretty good, I think.
Well, we'll see whether it was a good buy or not.
If we're doing these annually, we might catch up to the actual films in 9 years' time.
Well, there was films between the two Broly ones, so We probably will go back to other Dragon Ball films at some point. For sure. If only because they're some of the most listened to podcasts we've done.
Cashing in on that Dragon Ball.
I mean, if we wanted listeners, all we should do is Dragon Ball movies, Shin Chan movies, and Doraemon movies, and then we're sorted.
An Interstellar
Dragon
again.
Ball.
I can't believe this was a year since we talked about Movie 8.
Yep, we have thereabouts.
It feels like just a couple of months ago, if that.
Oh, it feels like a year to me.
Oh, does it? All right.
That's because I've been watching other Dragon Ball stuff in between.
Yeah.
Whereas
padding it out.
You've not been.
No.
Anyway, here's what it says on the back of the box. An investigation into the crash of a strange vessel quickly turns into a battle that not even Earth's most powerful heroes are guaranteed to win. Which is, they don't turn up to. That's my commentary, not the description. Broly, one of the greatest threats the universe has ever known, has returned. And this time, Goku might be powerless to stop him. He also might not be in the film.
This synopsis is useless.
Broly has gone insane from the hatred that boils inside him and anger that burns hotter than even the pits of the fiery underworld. The entire cosmos will suffer unless the sons of Broly's greatest rival can defeat him. And it will take nothing short of a miracle. This is the story of madness unleashed.
Who the hell wrote that?
Somebody who's been given the
job. Who's not seen the film?
To make sure people buy it. Because I'm pretty sure if you wrote a synopsis of what actually happens in the film, people would not be buying it.
This is almost like the synopsis, is that the right term? Basically, for Dragon Ball Super, they've been releasing preview synopsis that are bump. It's just literally to tell you something that might somehow be similar to what's happening in the show, but it isn't what's happening in the show. This is like that.
Cheaters.
Mm.
Big cheats.
Well, are you sure those aren't synopsis by insane people? Because there's a lot of insane people who write about Dragon Ball and Dragon Ball Super on the internet.
And maybe to them that is accurate.
But no,
I won't drop spoilers, but they've been releasing stuff that's not right on purpose.
Well, it's hard to tell because there's a lot of people who release stuff that's not right on purpose because they want hits for their website. I almost want to do a panel about it someday of stuff Dragon Ball fans have believed in the past. basically, I think your only synopsis you're getting, which are real ones, are the next episode preview. And the ones they stick in Shonen Jump.
There's the ones they put in the Japanese TV guides that's like two episodes ahead, and a lot of those have been coming about.
Yeah, I don't know about them.
They've been saying things that are kind of purposely misleading.
Yeah, but
they're not 100% inaccurate.
Yeah, but I'm not sure where they come from. The ones which are generally trustworthy are obviously the next episode title tells you exactly what's going to happen in the thing, typically. And the synopsis in Shonen Jumps tend to be they're a little bit more vague than, say, the next episode title, but they're a reasonable take on the matter. If you just type in Dragon Ball Super and an episode which hasn't come out yet, then you'll get all sorts of people's crazy.
Oh, I can't believe the YouTube community that sprung up around it is absolutely insane. It's kind of like I was saying before, people have been saying this categorically will not happen, and they're having to backtrack.
Even Dragon Ball Z fans.
Well, no, I think they're saying things in the absolute, because the absolute is what gets you YouTube hits. Whereas if you speak as somebody if you say you're genuinely uncertain, then that's not going to get you hit. So if you put the title to say this is happening.
A lot of videos they'll go along the lines of, now what I'm saying, guys, after observing this and observing this, and the way that we know Toriyama likes to do stuff, now I'm not saying 100% for sure, but if we observe this, and they'll just use loads of sort of vaguenesses, and it's, and I still watch it because I'm an idiot.
I was going to say, it sounds like you watch a fair selection.
There's a couple I watch, not many, because of some of them go into like self-promo zone too much.
Mm. Yes, I've never watched any of them. What I will watch, though, are South American Dragon Ball rappers. I definitely will invest in those.
Really?
Yeah. Well, there's like I was going to do a panel about them at some point, but there's not enough good quality ones to get a full panel out of it. But I am fascinated by just the idea of people who love Dragon Ball so much, they've got to start rapping about them.
There's a French group that I listened to back in secondary school because a friend found a link to them, and they're called the Super Saiyan Squad or something like that.
Super Saiyan Crew, I believe.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, they got a bit of publicity in the UK music press. More as being French rappers rather than having a Dragon Ball association.
And with the South American thing, that's kind of interesting because of last night's episode. I don't know if this was legal or not.
It was.
And you're on a global scale. Because weren't they trying to ban it in some places, but they showed Dragon Ball in public places with like loads of people.
There's definitely plenty of them. I think at least some of them, rather, were Crunchyroll and Toei approved or facilitated.
I mean, that's pretty awesome. I mean, I hate to use this term, but Dragon Ball broke the internet last night. I was up when, because of the clocks in America have changed and everything, the time for Dragon Ball coming out has become a bit earlier on Crunchyroll. So I was up when it was meant to be released on Crunchyroll last night. Crunchyroll server just died. It died hard.
Oh, it was still flaky at about 6 o'clock this morning when I was trying to watch it. I logged in. I was like, my queue is not there. And sometimes that happens on the app, so you log out and log back in again and they reappear. But that did not help today. It was like, okay. And then when I tried watching it, I had to skip past the theme song in order to actually get it playing properly.
Oh, my Xbox does silly stuff like that sometimes. Although it's an Xbox 360, so I think it's getting old. But it's just mad, the fandom that's around Dragon Ball at the moment. It was number one trending on Twitter this morning, worldwide. That's crazy.
Quite right.
What was so good? I need to know about this episode. I've been holding off.
Anthony.
Because I could read easily. Imagine
what the best looking Dragon Ball episode in terms of character animation could look like. And then double it. That's pretty much what you got.
Is this fighting?
Fighting yes.
Oh, well, that's fine.
In terms of the character animation, because this is the one thing I will say about this Broly movie, is the one thing Super is lacking is the quality of backgrounds the earlier Dragon Ball series had. But in terms of character animation, it's amazing. Fun. Yeah, it's a really cracking fight. And then there's a bit at the end which makes you go, whoa!
Yep, and I predicted the bit at the end. And it's just like, and my predictions aren't always spot on, but it's really, really good. And the episode animation at the moment is better than some of the movies. There's a bit in the Broly film that I want to touch on that's terrible. I might have to find a screenshot, actually.
But yeah, there's a bit in the end. Our predictions on Let's Go were incorrect. Maybe. We won't say until it ends. But it was a slightly different situation of what I was expecting. But it was like, okay, I was never expecting to be cheering for that character.
I never thought I would see this day where Brian was into Dragon Ball.
More than you.
More so than anything.
More so than anything. Is that true? At the moment, I'm more into it more than anything airing at the moment. But yeah, I rewatched the last episode of Haybot today. because I wanted to grab a screenshot for it and ended up watching the entire episode. And that is pretty... That last episode is still pretty amazing stuff. And Pop Team Epic. I think Pop Team Epic, it gets me excited in a different way. It's more like, what on earth are they going to do this week?
Rather I give that show a good go as well.
I'm behind on that. Although I watched Pop Team Epic in a really cheap way. I watched the first half and then stopped.
You're missing out.
I watched the first two or three episodes all the way through, and I know they changed little bits, but I can't go into long joke.
Nah. Oh, they changed a massive... Well, yeah, there's just a massive bit this week where basically it was just... They had one of the voice actors in set commentating on what was happening rather than actually doing the voiceover. While wearing...
I'm a first half and done. First half and done. Nate Lewis.
You're missing out. I mean, first half, second half, then watch it again on High Dive, first half, second half. Because High Dive has a different translation to the Crunchyroll translation.
Ah.
But we're not here to talk about Pop Team Epic. God. Unless, of course, the last episode has Dragon Ball actors. Which I think they wanted, but whether they were
I'm all in
wrangle it, I don't know. Yes, so the story as described by Funimation, not quite what happens here. It's a short 52 minutes is this film. The reason is because in Japan when it came out, you also got a Dr. Slump movie, which was about 25 minutes long. And I think a roughly 45-minute long Slam Dunk movie. And if I'd been better organised, we could have watched those two things as well.
But, I'm up for future versions.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could do a catch-up with just those two, and then when we do the next... When we do the Bio Broly, if I can find out what aired with that and get it, then we should do all the things together and get the full experience.
And we were there on the day, popcorn in hand.
Yes, and then you decide which bit you didn't like. I will say, I haven't seen the Slump one, I have seen the Slam Dunk one. And the Slam Dunk one, high definition is not kind to it. It's not really movie level animation. And it looks a lot worse in high def, I guess, than it probably did on film.
Yeah.
Whereas this, I would say, we'll get to. I didn't notice anything particularly wrong with it. I thought I liked the backgrounds, and it just seemed to be an excuse for action, the entire thing. So let's boil down what actually happens. Videl and Trunks and Goten are in whatever passes for the Himalayas in the Dragon Ball Earth.
North City.
Yeah, they're looking for the Dragon Balls because the kids want to show Videl how the Dragon Balls work. And it's more to show her Shenlong rather than actually how the Dragon Balls work. Cause, and then they have their idea of a wish is that Trunks wants to wish for a amusement park that all the rides are free. And Goten wants to a land where there are more sweets than he can possibly eat.
Yikes. Why not wish that his bloody
father back?
If only
one of their moms was rich.
That's exactly what was going through my head as well. Was there a reason why they didn't just wish Goku back around this point? Or do they wish him back and they just couldn't wish him back at this point because this isn't canon?
Because this is after Cell.
It's after Cell and before the 25th World Martial Arts Tournament where Babidi shows up.
Yeah.
During that.
But I guess they can collect them quick enough now that they can kind of have a cheeky off day with the wishes.
They can get the Dragon Balls by lunch, really, can't they?
Yeah. Or did they not take a year? Is it a year?
No, it drops to 3 or 6 months when Dende remakes them. I think it might be 3 months for Namek. I can't remember. Because Dende changed it to 2 wishes as well.
I didn't realise that.
I mean, it definitely seems like it was shorter than it was in Dragon Ball, for sure.
Yeah.
I've seen bits of Kai. I've not read all of the Zed half of the comic. Mm. Now, I'm increasingly tempted to go and get the rest of it.
I think you should.
Yeah.
It's the natural progression for a super fan like yourself.
I think it's just the problem of having repeatedly read or seen the first arcs again and again and again.
Yeah.
It kind of lost my appeal coming back to it for a fourth or fifth time. So they arrive at this village because the kids want to go to the toilet. And then they discover that this village is having to make sacrifices to a beast which has emerged, and the weather's changed in the past 7 years, and now this beast's shown up who wants food, and apparently also the young people of the village. Videl's
yeah,
not...
Yeah, no, it's worrying.
It is worrying, because at this point I was thinking, oh, is what is Broly eating children?
Eating kids!
But it turns out when Videl goes and takes the place of the designated sacrifice with Goten and Trunks, it turns out the beast is just the typical Dragon Ball dinosaur.
Yeah.
They act like they're just going to scare it off, and then it cuts a hard cut to them eating it.
Yeah.
That did make me laugh. But I mean, it's an evil dinosaur. Because yes. It is actually going out of its way to munch kids. It's not like... accidentally yeah. doing it. It's not the kind of thing you can do an accident.
Because when I thought it was Broly taking them, I was like, oh, is he taking these children and making them build, repair his spaceship, or what's he doing? I was inventing in my head much better plots than the non-existent plot of this film. Because all the plot is while they were hiding as the sacrifice, Goten starts crying because Videl slaps him when he tries to take some food. And that is what wakes Broly up. The sound...
That's 15 minutes to get to that point. That's the entire purpose. Ay, ay, ay.
Well, the other thing that's worth noting here is that, like, in the series, I think this is based after when Gohan's taught Videl how to fly, but she doesn't know that he's a Super Saiyan yet. For some reason in the series, he hides that he's a Super Saiyan, and he in the series, he transforms into Super Saiyan, like, to be a hero.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think this is pre-Great Saiyan Man. And he's known as the Golden-Haired Warrior. And he's kind of hiding that from Videl. So as you're watching the film, you kind of pay attention to certain bits. But they also don't show the kids' strength. So she doesn't know how strong these guys are yet. She knows that they can fly and that they're martial artists.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm. I was quite surprised at things. She was like really shocked to see the way the kids are acting with the dinosaur and stuff. I was like, well, why are you shocked? You literally flew here. But that makes sense.
Yes.
That makes sense now.
Yeah, I think the reason for all this is because obviously Toriyama's a massive Superman fan. So therefore, that's why he's put that plot point in.
Ah, and he is a bit of a Clark Kent when he gets his glasses on. Well, a massive Clark Kent.
Yeah. And when
I didn't pick up on that when it's super
I didn't
obvious.
Even know.
It's like as obvious as Clark Kent being Superman. Yes.
And while when Videl still had a personality, she was a lot closer to Lois Lane.
Harsh.
Well, she doesn't.
I like Videl. I think she's cool.
I mean, she just kind of shows up occasionally. She gets like one storyline in Super.
Mm.
And that's when he goes back to being the Great Saiyan again. They get involved in making a movie of his life.
It's a bit of a silly episode. It's a fun filler episode, Oscar, really.
Yeah.
See, it's those kind of episodes I'm pleased I miss. Like a brief summary
Some
is
of those
fine.
Those are the best, though. The best.
This one's it's quite good. It's quite good because of you see Gohan messing around, and like he's messing around with Mr. Satan and his daughter, and it's just kind of funny to see him pretending to be fighting Mr. Satan, whereas if he actually did, he'd just knock him straight through a wall or something. So.
you're missing out. I think the baseball episode has one of the greatest Dragon Ball gags in it, and then there's the episode where a rally shows up from Dr. Slump. And then the only problem with that episode is, once that episode's happened, you're like, why didn't you bring her to the Tournament of Power?
I discount that as being an episode. It's like a special. It just doesn't make sense.
I want to see people getting punched and kicked and
Plenty gets killed. Punched and kicked and destroyed. More gets destroyed in that a Rally Chan episode than happens in the Tournament of Power, to be honest. and then, good luck, because the rest of this film is just punching and kicking and fighting and...
Oh, yes.
And occasionally pissing on somebody's head.
There's emotion in there as well at the end. I tee it up.
You're an easier...
I really did.
Easier.
I really did.
Easier sell than I am. boy, oh boy, that the bit at the end did not make me tear up in the slightest, because I was like...
It doesn't make much sense. I want to come back to that, because that's one of my favourite things in Dragon Ball, that particular image that you get from that. But
what,
as
the
we go
sons
into it,
and the father charge the thing. Because I want to see, I've never seen this before.
There's things in this that don't make sense.
There's loads of sense.
Oh, no, there's like stupid things. I mean, I don't know. Are we going to go over the story of the whole film, or are we going to...
Well, that's pretty much the story, but then the rest of it is basically we start off with Trunks and Goten and Videl trying to fight Broly. Then Gohan notices a surge in Ki, heads over to investigate. Then he takes over the fight. He thinks he's got him beat. He gets saved by Piccolo, who turns out not to be Piccolo. It turns out to be Krillin, dressed as Piccolo, because he wanted his turn at saving Gohan.
Which creeps me, because I didn't know that was a joke that was going to happen.
So I rewatched this. When I rewatched it, the first time you watch it, see it happen, you think, oh, maybe it happened so quick that you didn't notice it wasn't Piccolo.
No, it's just drawn as Piccolo. <don't know>.
And it is animated as Piccolo.
Yeah, it is. That would be funny, though. That would be super funny. How does Videl do so well against Broly?
She doesn't. She just gets battered.
But she's only human.
She's tough.
She is, like, way tougher than any human.
She's probably
stronger than Chi-Chi.
Oh, absolutely. She takes a punch off Broly. Like, you see him 7 years ago pretty much killing Vegeta and everyone.
But I think I think when he knocks her away, he knocks her away like batting away a fly more than putting effort in.
Perhaps. And I do have to kind of assume he's a little weaker because he's got like cuts on his chest.
No, I think he's too strong.
You think he's stronger in this than what he is in Movie 8?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense with where Gohan is now compared to Movie 8.
He's not had anything to eat for 7 years, though. He's been in ice for 7 years. He's going to be weak. He's going to be stiff off the ice.
Well, the thing is, in like Movie 8, at the end of that, they all give their energy to Goku.
Yeah.
Who beats him in one punch. In the Cell games, Super Saiyan 2 Gohan just rips the shit out of everyone in an instant, including Cell. So the combined Z Warriors themselves can't touch all the Cell Juniors and Cell, and they all get ripped to shreds. Gohan in an instant at Super Saiyan 2 gut punches Cell, pukes up an android, rips all the Cell Juniors to bits. And then in this, we've got Super Saiyan 2 Gohan, who's like barely holding his own. It doesn't add up, because we're saying that everyone's efforts combined against the Cell stuff is useless. And then Gohan and Super Saiyan 2 rips everything up. And then in this, Super Saiyan 2 Gohan's just like, yeah, nothing. Whereas Goku's one punch with everyone's energy.
It doesn't add up.
But it's plot armor for the... Everything's plot armor for that final scene.
Oh, it's like icing on the cake. Just layers and tears of great icing. I like this better than Movie 8. I'm going to say it now.
I enjoy this more than Movie 8. One thing that's a bit crap with it, some of the animation's weird in places. So, like, can you tell that Gohan is Super Saiyan 1 or Super Saiyan 2 in this?
I've never been able to tell. When he gets older, I've never been able to tell that much difference.
And it's like it's an issue with like how they animate for it, because of Super Saiyan 1, I suppose the easiest way to put it, it's just like the hair's bulkier. And then 2, it's separated, but it's meant to have like the sparks in between it as well. There's no sparks in it, so they did a really poor job of kind of showing it in between. And you've kind of got to sort of pay attention to it. But the other thing, which I'm just sending to the group chat now, That is awful. And that stood out to me each time I've seen it.
I can't see the chart.
So there's a picture of Gohan powering
up. I thought that was all right.
Look at the size of his mouth.
He's screaming really loud.
His mouth is the size of one of his pecs.
Yeah, I think that's fine as well.
Because I'd actually seen a lot of this film in GIF form from years ago. Like, just the short GIFs with the... And I was like, this looks great. I'm on board. I'm on board with that. Maybe I'm too soft.
I think you are. I'm fine with that picture. But yeah. I for this film, it doesn't have anything as good as the scene of Chi-Chi and Goku going to the school at the start of the first film. The villain, he's just mindless, whereas the first film had the dad manipulating the son. Whereas here, it is just boiled down to, I can't stand the sound, a particular family crying. And that is it. There's no motivation beyond that.
See, I'm fine with that because a lot of the stuff in movie 8 that weighs it down on multiple watches is the story. I just want to get to the fighting. in movie. Seriously, when it comes to like Dragon Ball Z films, I just want to kind of snooze through the story on a second
watch. It's not even necessarily the story, though. It's the motivation of Broly. In this,
yeah.
In the first one, he's being the motivation's the same, yeah. But he's being manipulated, so there's something else behind it. Mm-hmm. Whereas here, he's not being manipulated, and there's not even the frustration of the person he wants to fight not being here, because he doesn't seem to know. He can't
tell the difference between Gohan or Goten or any of them.
Yeah. I think also the problem is I watched this after watching today's episode of Dragon Ball Super.
Oh, gosh.
Which gets so much done in just sentences.
I think one of the weird things to say about this film, and it's a weird defense to make of it, it's not as bad as other films. Because of the Dragon Ball universe is littered with, up until they started remaking stuff, most of the Dragon Ball films are like kind of fodder.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
They just kind of kill time. I don't like the Dead Zone film. I think the cooler films might be okay. The Broly film's okay. BoJack, that I had issues with that because that didn't make sense. I mean, there's a whole thing with Shonen films where characters have abilities that have been shown in the series that they go, oh yeah, we need to lock that away for the plot. We'll let it out at the end when it's necessary.
I love. And because this is only 52 minutes.
Oh, it's nice and short. It's an easy watch.
It really is.
I mean, that it's definitely got that going for it. If it had this little story or motivation behind the villain and it was an hour and a half, no, it would be unbearable. It's definitely watchable.
Yeah.
And the action is generally good.
There's some better action in the first film.
Yeah.
It's like I've got some screenshots behind on Google, and you got the bits where Vegeta attacks Broly. He's futilely attacking, but they animate that amazingly. Like, Vegeta puts everything into about, like, a kick, and I guess he's, he almost gets swung around like the Hulk and Avengers and mapped to one side.
And that's the movie which gets homaged rather than this one. I don't think there's anything in this which they did a homage with Kale. I think all the Kale stuff was homaging the first film.
They've maybe done certain things with, like, the father-son Kamehameha. But whether that's a homage to the Cell games...
Could be,
so
as
I think
well.
That's a bigger Cell thing than a...
Yeah, I can't remember. Did they do it Broly against... Tube. If they did it against Kale, then I would have said, yes, it would
not against this. They didn't against Kale, but they did against the robot or something like that.
Something like, it was either that or Jiren. Was it Jiren when 17 let past them... The other side, or was that with against the robot? Anyway, it was relatively rich. It all begins to blur into one another at some point.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy this. I think the things that I like that's different. It's hard because of when did this would have, what year was this?
1994. Ancient.
So 25 years? No, wait, I can't
24?
Even count.
24. It came out 12th of March, so we're almost bang on.
The biggest difference then between this and watching today's episode is how much better they've got with sound. I think the sound effects in this are fine, but music, I feel like the music they do now is much better.
Oh yeah, I was watching the Japanese mix on this release, and it's so
very
quiet
flat sounding. Yeah,
and so quiet. Yeah. I turned my TV halfway up to full, and yeah, there was no oomph to it even at.
But is that a late 90s, early 2000s, even newer thing where when a big scene happens, they really crank the music up to match the scene? I don't think they did it as much in older anime. That's a newer trend.
Yeah,
so it's kind of harsh to compare that, but.
See, I'm a fan of hearing the sounds of, like, key blasts and stuff and not having it drowned out by music.
Oh, you've not heard this music yet, Anthony. This music.
All right, I'll hold off for before Ultra I make Instinct. A fool of myself.
It's so good.
Ultra Instinct goes with everything.
Yep.
I might watch the episode after this, after we record. Feel the hype. If
yeah, catch up. Yeah, just to be in the conversation, Anthony.
Yeah, like, at the water cooler, I'm... stood with my tail between my legs. Don't know what to say.
I do like the older music in this because it's like nostalgic, but it's just like it's a bit quiet, and at certain points they could pump in.
Mm.
They could, like, I like the opening music. I think the opening music is quite good.
It is
although
good, but I prefer
it's cheap. It's a really right. cheap intro in this because they used the TV intro.
Yeah, I prefer.
And
Charla
I've never got the TV
Charla
intro. Yeah, I've never got the TV intro with Gohan on a bike. Why would you ride a bike?
To blend in, so they don't know.
We never see him on his bike. He flies to school.
Well, I think that's because Toriyama likes drawing those tiny vehicles.
Yeah,
that is the exact reason. In fact, I think they made a tiny vehicle based on one of his designs once.
Ooh, I'm gonna have to look it up.
Is there much more to add about what happened? Well, discuss the ending. So,
I did make a few notes. I'm going to rattle around on paper.
Okay, doke. Well, while we're doing that, while you get your paper.
Goten's voice was weird, and it needed a better Japanese mix. The mixing on the Japanese was better, but I thought Goten's voice was a bit weird.
What, his Japanese voice?
Yeah.
Spot on. Nah, I think those Japanese voices are spot on.
I was listening
the
to
English
it.
The English dub, that's a mess.
They've done something with the voice actor. I think, or they've done something in the mixing, and it just did sound a bit weird. It was like almost you've got elements of when they do the fusion stuff.
I don't know. I just think she could vary. She could distinguish the voices better when she was younger than she can do now. So the ending is all throughout the film, Goten's been trying to figure out how to get the Dragon Balls to work. And they all sort of clink together, start glowing, and then he says some sort of line. Do they say, I wish... Is either asking Shenlong to help them or something specifically about Goku?
I think he thinks. I don't even think he says. I mean, we don't see
it's
his mouth.
It's voiceover, I think, isn't it?
He just sort of thinks as such. I wish Dad was here to help or something like this.
Yeah.
For the father he's never met. And
See, I forgot he'd never met him at this stage. I didn't... All right. Even more emotional.
And then Goku turns up and tells them they're doing a terrible job saving the Earth.
Yeah. Do you really want to save the Earth? Because you're not really trying hard enough. Basically,
but
I think that's a super cool moment.
Is he really there?
He must be.
Are they just hearing what they want their father to tell them? Because Gohan is the one who gets the stern talking to. Whereas Goten, the sentence Goten gets is more kind and kind of what he'd want to hear from his dad at that time. Yeah, they sort of push back and send him flying through the sun.
See, you don't, because of Broly never says anything but Kakarot, you kind of get the feeling that Broly sees him, but then does Broly just see him through the other two, or does he actually see him?
Yes.
And then when he does get knocked back in and pushed through the sun, we see after the Dragon Balls have gone. So we know the Dragon Balls
have
done
something.
Something.
Yeah.
Yes. See, I'm not sure. Was it just Shenlong just disguising? Yeah, I thought it was maybe Shenlong disguising himself as Goku to give him a pep talk. And then the narrator has no help. He refuses to let you to tell you what happened.
I've been watching. I'm going to properly go sideways here. I've been starting to watch Dragon Ball. It's been years since I've watched it, and I'm watching it in a mix of English and Japanese. It depends if I'm doing other stuff at the time. I didn't realise, and I think I don't know if I'm right on this. Is the narrator the same person that does King Kai?
Yes, that was the case.
It's just like for years and years and years they've done. I thought that was quite clever then, if that's the case, because of from the start of Dragon Ball they've done a narrator and then they introduced King Kai as if like he's been watching over the whole time.
I don't know if it's the new voice, the new narrator also does the new King Kai. He does, yes. So. Yeah.
Poor King Kai. Yeah. He was the king above all that got overtaken by Shin, that got overtaken by the God of Destruction, that got overtaken by a kid.
And yet, though, he still probably has had more screen time in Dragon Ball Super than Shin has, even with Shin being sitting there in the stands for
Who's Shin?
The Supreme Kai.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was his name. Shin.
He's useless.
Oh, really?
You know what you were saying earlier about Videl?
Yeah.
There's a thing with Toriyama that he introduces characters as being really interesting and unique until he's done with them, and he just puts them out of his out of the way. When Supreme Kai comes into Dragon Ball, he's like this complete cocky badass that like whips him into shape and does all sorts. And then he becomes, I don't know how you'd even describe him now.
He's a wimp. He's a wimp is what he is.
He's only a kid.
Well, yeah, because he split himself. He got split again. I think that's had some effect on his personality. And then definitely the Future Trunks saga has probably traumatized him to an undue degree.
All of his confidence has been knocked out of him.
Yeah. Yeah, he kind of, and also I think the other part of it is probably that he hasn't had to deal with Beerus up until Battle of Gods, and I think Beerus's personality probably overwhelms.
He's overshadowing
his.
The yeah. poor boy. Yeah,
it's interesting though because their existence is intertwined.
Yes,
that's something that comes more in Super. But yeah, their existence is intertwined. You'd think there'd be a bit more of a relationship there because of. He's scared of Beerus, but equally he can hold a knife to his own throat and scare Beerus.
Yes, but Beerus is a cat, and so therefore...
Wait there. If one dies, does the other die or something?
Yeah.
Oh.
So you need to watch the Black Goku arc.
Mm.
Which is good apart from the magical ending.
Who is he? Is he? He's like a...
He's Goten.
Is that the... No, he's not. What nonsense I can tell.
It's too hard. It takes multiple episodes for them to explain how the theory really...
So we aren't going to manage it now.
Unless I start drawing you a diagram, it'll be a little difficult.
That is such a cool outfit. Like the Kai's outfits and stuff. I love that design a lot. So he looks cool in my book.
It's a weird... If you look at the whole story overall, it's quite good, but there's bits of it that are a little bit painful.
Mm.
There's bits of it that you think that they made up as they went along, which they maybe did.
Most definitely. Well, I liked this film, and I was pleasantly surprised. Like, I liked it way more than I expected to.
It's a good way to spend an hour. I mean, it's literally two episodes long. It's a nice short film. Crank up the music a little bit. Try and take it with a pinch of salt for the things it ignores that I'm complaining about. Because I think you're just meant to take it as a one-off viewing, and you have to kind of bear in mind that maybe this is set before Gohan. It is purposely set before Gohan gets his strength back to how he should be.
Didn't Gohan have like Ultra Super Saiyan or something, which was like between one
he
and
gets
two?
It after
what was
this.
It called? He gets out.
Oh, no. Gohan never went Ultra. He went straight to 2.
Right.
So Trunks went Ultra, like Vegeta and Trunks went to like this muscle-bound mode, which was like what Broly is.
That's right, yeah.
It makes him slow. But Gohan's the first one of them that skipped and just went straight to two. It's
number two, okay.
But I think when you join here, Gohan's like... In the new series, Gohan's meant to be out of training, but in this, he's ripped.
Yes, particularly when he gets his shirt ripped off, yeah. Jesus, how does no one at school recognise...
So in this, it's almost like he's like done a bit of training he does before the 25th tournament, so he's almost back. So that's my complaints with it. But it's fun. It's a good way to spend an hour, and it's one of the better films.
Yeah, I'm dreading Bio Broly. I've got like a really bad feeling about that film. I've just got a super bad feeling.
The other thing I want to say was obviously looking with it having the opening of the TV, mm-hmm. and obviously the idea was to move Goku into the background and make Gohan the lead by aging him up to about the same age that presumably readers of Dragon Ball would be at this point.
Okay.
But this film then doesn't bring Gohan in till quite late in the day. So it feels like more this is the film for the original Dragon Ball reader's kid brother, who's reading Dragon Ball after his brother's done with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I've seen a Dragon Ball film in Japan, in my head I'm sitting here thinking I can see how this would go down quite well in the cinema with the parents that take their kids or the dads that take their sons or the older son that takes the younger brother to see the film. I can kind of see how this would have been marketed and contrived. So, yeah, it kind of feels like a baton pass sort of thing. Mm.
Yes, but obviously the irony is that the audience didn't want that. They wanted Goku as the main character, please.
Well, even then, they didn't make Gohan stand on his own feet enough. But I think that's always one of the problems with Dragon Ball with Gohan. They never know what they want to do with him. Apart from the Cell games, they've always been a bit kind of, what should we do with this character?
Mm, yeah,
they know he's a fan favourite as well.
Yeah, I also wonder how much of that is what Toriyama wanted to do with the comic and what his editors wanted him to do with the comic. And so maybe there was a bit of push and pull between the two things. Yeah, it was fine, I will say. I'll go and say I didn't feel ripped off having bought the Blu-ray yet. Maybe when I get to Bio Broly. We'll see.
I'm surprised I like Trunks and Goten as much as I did in this, because usually Kid Trunks is super annoying. I really don't like him as a character.
He is a bit of a punk.
Whereas in this, he wasn't too bad. So I was pleasantly surprised.
How do you feel about Gotenks?
I hate Gotenks. I know he's not, but I hate Gotenks.
I can't remember if Gotenks is in Bio Broly or not.
I don't like his abilities. He's got like these annoying, gimmicky shit. I really don't like. I was super disappointed with Gotenks when he. Because a lot of my Dragon Ball Z enjoyment involved me finding shit online and then finally watching it on Cartoon Network, that kind of stuff. So I was hyped for Gotenks initially, and I was super disappointed.
So this is currently £20 for the movie collection on Blu-ray on Amazon. It's currently got 4 out of 5 from 2 reviews. Ooh. Maybe I need to write another review to bring it down to 3. It'll stay 4, won't it? Because mine will be another 3 review.
I reviewed something on Amazon recently to bring it right down.
Yeah, well, I can't remember. I did something similar as well.
Gosh.
It's not this late. It was a car thing. Someone put a 10-hour video up of car driving with a CGI dashboard. And it's on Prime Video Service. That, it had like a 4-star rating. It's like, nope.
That is what I review as well, Lewis, is terrible things on Prime. There was a Doraemon film which got pulled because I was like, this has just been machine translated, and I'm pretty sure whoever's uploaded this doesn't have the rights to upload it.
Yep, there's catharticism in ruining things.
And then there was like a Tex Avery collection, which is just so full of artifacts, it's unwatchable.
Oh, I hate I've got a ripped album somewhere. I don't think you can even buy the damn track, but I've had it for ages. And I hate artifacts in songs or even videos. And this one's really bad because it pops really loudly. And you don't get...
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I've got that on a record I ripped myself, of all things. And then I don't think I've got the CD anymore.
I couldn't stand watching a film. If you're going through a film, I mean, it almost sounds like Goku when he's like trying to struggle out of a grip.
Right, now it's time for Brian's game.
Ooh.
It is called Popularity Contest. Any similarity it has to the old Channel 5 game Top Ranko is just as coincidental as the resemblance Pointless has to Top Ranko.
What the hell's Top Ranko?
It was...
Before my time.
It was a quiz...
It sounds like a rip-off of Top Trunks.
Which worked pretty much exactly the way this quiz is going to work. So, I've got the last popularity contest they did for Dragon Ball characters.
Wait, when this film came out or recently?
This was part of the Dragon Ball Forever book, I think. If I remember correctly.
I might need to buy that.
And so, all you have to do is, you've got three guesses each. We'll go back and forth. You just have to guess somebody who's in the top 10. But the lower in the top 10 they are, the more points you get. So if you guess whoever's at number one, you only get 1 point.
Ooh,
but maybe you need to get that one because that might be the only point anyone gets because you might be all getting too low and missing the 10.
Can you tell me who's bottom of the pack?
No. Oh, the bottom of the very pack.
Very bottom. Very, very bottom.
Let me see if I can find it.
Is it like Yajirobe or someone? No.
Dragon Ball popularity polls. Here we go. Because these have only got the they haven't got the full list. They've only got a top 20.
Seen one of these, but it's going to be a guess, and I can't remember where. I've got a feeling the character on one is either 8 or 3.
Okay, Lewis, you can guess first.
Yeah, you go first.
Jiren. No, he's not in the list at all.
Shimata.
Yamcha.
Yamcha is not on the list at all.
Wow.
Lewis.
Beerus.
No, I think you might be guessing a little too more recent.
Oh, wait, this isn't a recent character.
No, this is the most recent popularity poll. I don't know how recent that is.
See, the most recent one I've seen has these guys in it.
Okay, this may not be an official one then. These are the official ones.
Oh, I'm going to have to skip.
I've got a big hitter here. This is a big hitter. Mr. Satan.
No. Last guess, Lewis. Come on, you got it. Any points we'll do at this point.
Piccolo.
Piccolo, that gets you 5 points. He was number 5.
Oh, that's a good point. It's quite high. So, it's a good way down as well. Who's less popular than Piccolo?
But still popular enough to be in this list.
Frieza?
That is correct. 9 points to answer.
Well played.
It would have helped if I had the dates, I think. Then you wouldn't have been guessing those early ones. But Anthony was helping you out by guessing Yamcha. So number one was Goku, of course. 2, Vegeta. 3, Gohan. Trunks at number 4. Then you've got Piccolo, Goten, Krillin, Majin Buu, Frieza, and Android number 18.
I was going to guess Android 18, you know.
17. See, I'm going to have a quick look, although you may want to hold it for a future quiz. I think 17's are one of the recent ones.
Could be, yeah. I mean, this is from the Wikia, where they've got... So, one's from... The first one they've got is from Jump 93, one's from Jump 95, and then there's one from the Dragon Ball Forever popularity poll.
Frieza. Woo!
Well, it's always a good guess in these sort of things, Anthony.
Yeah.
Because him and Dio, any sort of poll, either villain related or JoJo's or Dragon Ball related. Whereas in this, 17 was only number 18 in this popularity poll.
I was going to go 18, but I thought she wasn't a safe enough guess. I thought she'd either be in the back end or just not in the top.
I thought 17 was more popular amongst fans.
I think he's more popular among the guy who writes the Dragon Ball Super manga.
18's, she's people's waifu and stuff. Everybody
a lot of people wanted to see 18 power up. Everyone wanted 18 to have a transformation.
Yeah.
Because of in Super at the moment, everyone that transforms destroys their clothing.
Ah, perverts.
I know, disgusting.
Just have to make do with all that Jiren flesh you got today.
Yeah, he just went massive.
Righty-ho, that is it for this week's episode of Dynamite in the Brain. Have you got any plugs, Lewis?
Yeah, if you want to check out my car channel, should that sort of stuff interest you, depending when this goes out, I might be doing some vinyl work on the cars. So I'm working on a Japanese car for my wife, which is a Honda Jazz, and that's going to end up with some anime characters on it. And I might be doing something with my car, which is an Audi, which may well be Dragon Ball related. If you see that before April 2018, I might have them on by then.
Are those anime characters the Osomatsu brothers?
Potentially, yes.
How could I guess? Anthony, anything to plug?
If you follow me on Twitter, which is AntAskew, Twitch, AntAskew, and YouTube, AntAskew, that is all.
If you're going to AmiCon, there'll be two events.
Oh, yes.
I'm running Mass Extravaganza, and we'll also be doing anime dog poker with me, Anthony, Niall, and somebody else, hopefully.
Bob!
He hasn't confirmed yet.
He seemed keen when I said.
I said
what
to
time
me,
is it?
I've got a time. Whether it will still be at that time.
If it's evening, risky territory.
Anime dog poker Marv is not.
Would show. No, it's only an hour.
It's currently on Sunday afternoon. But things I can't say on the air may change that.
Tell us after.
Yes. And also, why not go to a Abaddon? I can't tell you why you should go yet, but you should go to a Abaddon in November.
Okay. Maybe.
Righty-ho. Otherwise, that is it for Dynamite in the Brain for this week. If you liked it, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, or your podcast aggregator of choice. And hey, want to write a good review there as well. Next week on the show, it will be Man v Feud. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
See ya.
Your life's gone down the drain. Your body's wrecked with pain. There's just one thing to blame. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain. Dynamite in the brain.